When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Art of Craftsmanship podcast. My name is Dustin O'Hara, and I'm here with my brother and co-host, Devin.
Hello.
Hello, Devin. We're on episode 199.
Holy.
One away from the big 200. All right, what do you got for us tonight?
I'm stuck in this pose, this shop managing pose, forever because of a few short weeks in 1979 when I went a bit potty for a while. It could be worse, I guess. I could have walked into an army recruiting office or the nearest slaughterhouse. But even so, I feel as though I've made a face and the wind has changed and now I have to go through life grimacing in this horrible way.
Is that High Fidelity?
Yes.
Well, that's great.
Nice. Yeah. I don't know if he ever says that paragraph in that.
No. Yeah. There's a sentiment in the movie at some point where he says something like that. Like, right. I chose this, you know, and this is what I've been in for all this time.
I'm stuck here. This is just, and yeah, it's like the thing. And they just kept coming back.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. I hired him to come 2 days a week and they just kept showing up every day. He's like, what are you going to do?
Did you read the book? I think you did, right?
No, I didn't.
Did you? Dust. I have it. It's just awesome. More of the movie. It's so.
Yeah, yeah. So I forget. Good. I think, I don't remember. Maybe Derek brought it home one time or something. I think we may have talked about this on the podcast before. Those of you who have listened since zero, you will remember this discussion.
Sorry, we've had 199 repeat ourselves.
Yeah. But yeah, I think, like, I just remember, you know, watching it for the first time when we were like in high school or something, and I was like, it's so good, you know, it's like breaking the fourth wall and just the whole the fun conversations, the dialogue was so good. And
it was so good as a single male in the 20s when I read it.
Right.
In my 20s, you know, it was like perfect. All relationship stuff. Right, it was like everything just hit the nail on the head there, as it were.
Appropriate.
Now it's just like amusing to look back on it, but it's still, it's such a funny book. So clever.
Yeah.
Nick Hornby's got some good stuff. So anyway, nothing to, you know, just a great...
Just a fun quote.
Yeah, I just wanted to pull something off from that book since, you know, nice. I'm going to start repeating ourselves, and I've quoted from that book plenty of times.
Yeah. No, I like it, and I like the sentiment of, like, you know, I think we had that, you had that quote recently that we were talking a little bit about, like, you know, you have this future, or you think about like what you've done, you know, it's like the tree, idea of the tree or whatever, you know, and it's like you've set yourself on a path and, you know, you have all this, like all this opportunity at one point, but then once you set on a path and those opportunities are gone, but doesn't mean there's still not opportunities ahead of you. It's just you're on a certain path. And so it's limited the, what you can do, you know?
Yeah.
In a way, it's really fun and interesting because Corinne often, you know, my daughter, Corinne, will often say that she can do anything. She's like, it's so cool. I can do or be anything, you know, like, well, yeah, you nice. Can. That's You're sweet. Like, yeah. And, you know, so like, it's like, she's, cause she loves theoretical stuff. She loves talking about like crazy theoretical stuff, you know, like black holes and, you know, it's like all fascinates her, you know, but she doesn't have like the natural, like, I don't know about brilliance, you know, but she's not like naturally inclined for like math and engineering, but she loves that stuff, you know?
So it's classic, like, O'Hara stuff.
I know, right? Exactly. You know, she's like, she's a spectacular artist and thinker and writer, you know, she's just like
creative types.
Yes. You know, but
yeah,
like,
no, it's good to have that, that openness instinct.
Yeah. And at this point in her life, it is, you know, she's like, she's 15. So it's like, and all the possibilities are out of her. It's cool.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of new things, we got two big giant announcements.
Bum, bum, bum.
We're done.
We're done. This is it. 200. Yeah. Right. People are like, fuck
this podcast. It's been going too long. Good riddance.
Yeah, right. What are we talking about every week? Just another reason to do something else.
There we go.
Yeah. No, so I guess number one is, episode 200 is coming up.
Yeah.
And that is going to be awesome. So this comes out on the 7th, Friday the 7th. And then the following Friday would be where we normally would upload our episodes, come out on Fridays. But it's going to be on Saturday, so the 15th. So the Friday the 14th is Valentine's Day, so we're not going to do it on Valentine's Day. But we're going to do a YouTube live stream podcast celebration. So if you're listening, for all those regular listeners, and you know who you are, we know who you are. So thank you for all the regular listeners who comment and and support the channel and support the podcast. Join us next Saturday at 8 p.m. So that's 8 p.m. Eastern East Coast time. We'll be jumping on live then, and we'll record our normal amount of time or whatever, some hour and a half. We'll hang out and do some cool stuff and maybe ask them questions. It'd be kind of fun to maybe play a game where the people watching have to answer stuff,
Yeah.
Trivia, or a podcast trivia.
Send in some quotes.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun too. Yeah, yeah.
I need to read some different quotes.
Yeah, that'd be great. So yeah, for those of you listening, send Devin a DM or send me, I guess send you a DM because you'll be writing the quote. So
or you,
the art of camera guy. Yeah, you could send it to either one of us. It's fine. Maybe we'll read some of your favorite quotes. That'd be great.
Yeah.
It'll be fun because I think it'll be fun to interact with the people watching.
Yeah.
People can ask questions. We'll have stuff to talk about, or we can ask the watchers, the viewers. We can ask them questions and stuff and see if people.
Yeah. No,
then we can shout them out. Yeah, that'd be cool. And obviously we have a lot more, subscribers on YouTube. So the potential for more people over there, although, live streams, we haven't done a ton of live streams and, usually when we do them, there's something like some 50 to 100 or whatever people are watching, hanging out. So that'd be cool. But I think, if we get a bunch of our regular listeners to hang out, if you guys can hang out with us on that evening, we should be able to go over that number. So
let's
try to get past 100, maybe get up to 200.
It's going to be probably at 8 o'clock. So get your loving done before that and then come hang out with us, have crack a beer, and I'm sure we'll have something to drink, some stouts or something. It depends if we're inside or out. If it's inside, we'll make some nice margaritas or orange crushes. Maybe if we're outside, maybe we'll have to go the stout route.
Yeah, right. We'll have to drink all the types of drinks that we have had over the years on the podcast. Moscow Mules, orange crushes, O'Hara's, Irish Stouts.
I'll be either dancing or puking. I don't know.
That'll be fun though. I'm excited. We've had a bunch of different people, which is awesome, over the years, and we've done a bunch of different games and stuff, so it'd be fun to kind of try to rehash some of that. So if you're hanging out with us and watching and listening, keep an eye out for fun stuff, and maybe we'll try to do some throwback stuff from different things that we've done over the years.
And if you can't make it, we'll put it out in some version of audio, the next day or the next couple of days after.
Right. And it'll be also we'll record live, so it'll also be on YouTube. So if you want to catch it, live version of the podcast, see what hijinks we get up to, you can watch it there, but it'll also be out on the normal podcast areas where you're listening to this one now.
We're going to have to be clean, Dust.
You're right. We are going to have to be clean.
YouTube.
Yeah. That's okay.
Not that a monetized live will, ever
make it. Right, exactly.
You're not going to get a million views on a live
podcast. Well, it's crazy, too, because, who is it? Rivers, Eric Rivers, for the Rivers Experience. He got into, he started doing a bunch of live forging and stuff, and he was getting tons of views on his live forges, but then his actual videos weren't doing great. So he's like, why is it that I can have 1500 people watching me do a live, and then I put out a video and it gets 100 views or like 200 views. It's like, what the heck? You know, like, what are people doing? You know, it's like,
why? I guess why is different. There air? Why is the sky blue? Why does the Pope wear a funny hat? You know, just
some things there's just no answers for.
It just are. It just is.
Yeah. So,
Like, you really know, yeah, we just put out a new video and it's like, you know, middle of the pack, but you know, maybe you'll hit 1,000 today. I don't know, but yeah. I thought it was a good video. It's definitely different. Did you watch it?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Dustin didn't watch it, so even Dustin can't watch it.
You put it out today. I literally worked all day. Yeah, today. We put it out today at 11 when I was working. No. I came home. I walked the dogs. I made dinner. I was in the shop hanging out. I went downstairs and I was hanging some hammers
to watch yourself.
I haven't yet. No, you're right. I haven't done it yet. I lived it.
Did you? So did I.
I was there.
I had to relive it many, many times before it came out.
Well, I'm sure you know it well.
As but no, always, too well, too well.
That was a fun video, yeah. So we did the mechanical axe restoration of the chop or the great divider, and then at the end of the video we did kind of a test against a couple different axes, but then we decided to use that footage for a separate video. So this one was like taking that specific axe, using a bunch of other axes that you would commonly split with, and then talking about, you know, what the reasons why I like or dislike different ones. So.
Right, because originally it was, hey, we'll do the rebuild, whatever, of the axe, and then we'll...
Restoration.
Let's go out and show how it works. Like, we'll have you chop, and then either you were probably like, hey, and then we'll... Or one of us came up with, hey, and then we'll, like, try a bunch of other ones.
We'll
have like this comparison thing.
Yeah.
And then you're like, maybe I'll talk a little bit, maybe, you know, not gonna do time lapse then.
Right.
But then you were talking all about it and, you know, getting real reactions. So that was such good stuff. It was like it was like 8-9 minutes long.
Right.
You know, the video was already, I don't know what it is, 16 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if I almost wanna double it. And you know, it's like so it should be its own idea.
Yeah.
Is this thing better than normal choppers? Whatever we named it. Is this the...
Yeah. Is it... Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. And I you know, it was like we had Glenn Haworth on from Hallingland's Axe and Tool last week. You know, he suggested too. It's like, oh, it would be cool to like see how it's working. Because I think we talked about like if I had really talked much about it or shown it working, like how it worked. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, you know, taking apart and put it back together, we talked about it, but we didn't really show it like close up. So we're like, yeah, we could do that. So yeah, we got some extra footage of splitting with it. Got some cool slow-mo and stuff, you know, close up showing those mechanical levers working and splitting the wood. So it was fun. And, you know, you sent that over to me, all that stuff, so that way I could talk over it and do like a reaction to it. When I did that the first time, you know, I did it with the clap. So for a little,
with the clap,
the clap, a little, what's it called? Inside baseball. So when you're doing, sound for video, if you want sound to match up with video and you have a couple different parts, you can clap. And so if you can hear the clap, it's a very clean sound. So that way you can line that clap up. So both those things, you know, an actual like hand clapping. Mm-hmm. So you told me to like play it loud enough that you could hear the clap in it, so that way you could line it up. So I did that. The first one, you know, I played it. It did the clap. And then I started the review, started saying like, okay, this is what we did. We took this out. We used it, blah, blah, blah. And then I watched it and kind of reacted throughout the process. And then at the end, when it was finished, I was doing the little wrap up. And it started over.
Yeah,
so like the clap happened again. I was like, looked down at my phone and stopped it. So I was like, oh, well, whatever. You know, I was like, either you can just like take that out or it doesn't matter if it's there or not.
I would have chopped that out, but I actually used the whole second take because you were just, you knew It was a reaction, but it's also a informed reaction.
Yeah.
And well, here's this. And you already had some thoughts about things, and you were hitting specific points I think you wanted to make. They all just, it was just clearer points. You weren't like catching up like, and then there's this. It wasn't, you know, you're not watching.
It's always, it's always people's like second look at things where they can be more succinct with their ideas. Yeah, even when you're watching a reaction video, it's like people will stop and they'll be like, oh man, that was crazy. And they'll rewind and watch it again and then say something a little bit more meaningful other than just their like face being like, what did I just see or hear or whatever, you know? So I think having that, knowing a little bit what I was expecting and then being still, but it's still fresh. Like it's still just the second time I've watched it, you know? So it's like, oh, it's wild.
Right. And it's not anything crazy anyway. It's not someone doing, you know.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. It's not jaw dropping.
Exploding.
Yeah.
You're just analyzing the way it's chopping and the way.
Yeah.
But so yeah, we used the whole second take and it was good. And I, there was a second, I was watching you react to it. And we weren't sure if we were just going to use the voiceover or not. Right. It was cool to see you, and you were looking in the right direction down towards it. I was like, oh, it looks nice. So I put you up in the corner.
Nice.
And then I lost my train of thought.
Something about me, like my face and reacting to it. And in a second.
Yeah, but
up in the corner.
What about the end? So I was like picturing it, and then I lost what I wanted to say.
I don't know. He said it was good because at first we weren't going to use the thing. You were just going to do like a voiceover, but then my face lined up with it looking down. Like I was kind of watching the video on screen. But
right. And then what? I had it all edited so I could send it to you and I wasn't going to touch it. But then I realized, I can still zoom in and I can cut a little bit here and there and I can lengthen clips.
Oh, right.
As long as the next thing is still the thing you're talking about.
Right, exactly. Which I kind of had that thought, too, when I was recording it, that, like, after the original clap, it didn't have to line up perfectly because it's just me reacting to it. So I'm talking, like, through what I'm seeing. So there's a few points, but it's not like, and here it hits right here. You know, there's nothing like that, you know, so.
I mean, I did keep those main points in, but it's like extending. If I thought the slow motion was going too long and you were still talking about something else, I would just move the next shot a little bit closer. Right. Like I just shift the ends and starts of things. So the main points were where they were. And the end, you like wrapped it up at the end, but you went past where the video was, like you said.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But luckily that slow mo is great. You always have so much extra.
Yeah, right.
So, like, where it ended on your end,
right?
I had another minute of footage.
Yeah, of slow motion.
So you kept talking, and then it went black, and I was like, shit, what am I going to do here?
Right.
To, like, should I zoom in on his face? I didn't necessarily want to do that. And I was like, oh, I got all this, I got all this extra time, so I just extend the clip, you know?
Yeah.
Right. And you smile and turn and look, and it's kind of a weird, mixed-up video, because it's me shooting you normal for an intro, that same look, and then it's you kind of working your own camera and talking to camera, which is rare,
right? Yeah.
And then it goes from that to the slow mo shots with you up in the left corner, which is totally talking
about it. Yeah, right.
And then it goes back to a still shot of you sitting down, like me not being there, but I was there with a different camera.
Right.
And then it goes to some of shots of me at the end holding the DJI, shooting you, cleaning stuff up. It's really weird. Like, it's not, it works. The whole thing works, but it's like, every different way we could have shot it is in that one video.
Nice.
Like this camera without me, that camera on a tripod, me holding that camera, you doing it with it. Like, it's like every example of how we could have shot something is all
in that, this one video. Right. Because it definitely was, it was like an afterthought that came together to make a video, know? And so even like we didn't have the idea really to talk, for me to talk over the slow motion. It was like, well, let's just get slow motion. And then kind of as we were like, okay, well, let's get it. And maybe I can look at it and react. And so that was kind of like, it wasn't really planned out. Not that we normally have our videos planned out shot by shot, but we there's a formula that we normally follow, right? That's like, you make sure you get these different shots because we want it to have a certain look, a cinematic look and all. So because this has already like started with a certain, you know, yeah, setting up the Osmo 3, the DJI Pocket 3, you know, it was like, that was already just like a tripod shot, you know, and that was going to be just the end of the video. And originally it was too, it was like, yeah, go ahead and put on a mic. And I was like, well, if I'm really just like, just using each of them, well, I guess I did have a mic on.
You did have a mic because you comment all the way through.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Because it made the video. You talk about it and you reacting as you're doing it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think. Why was it?
Yeah, maybe I don't know why you didn't. Maybe you thought about it.
Oh, no. It was the Toolbox 100. Hey, we'll get to that too. Ooh. Right. Without not having a mic for that. Because I was like, well, I'm just shooting it. I can talk about it later. But yeah.
Oh, but I will. Talking about some gross inside baseball. The amount of sniffles that I edited out of you out there.
Outside,
maybe you shouldn't
have
had the mic. I mean, it's just winter sniffles, and you're like, and it's just, I mean,
my nose is running. You know,
I know. I understand. It's cold as shit. I understand. You can, you know, you're.
Yeah.
But it was, I think I did probably 20 edits. 25.
Yeah, right.
Probably maybe 20. Don't be so dramatic. But it's definitely more than 10 and less than 30 somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But I just, you know, you just take another clip of whatever scene from it. Just empty air.
Right.
But, you know, as they say, room sound. Whatever the sound of the background is.
Yeah.
But there's so many. It's kind of funny. If you look, when you're looking at camera, there's a few where you do it.
Yeah.
And there's just no sound. So it looks like you, like, you squinch up your nose like a bunny rabbit. but it's like, what is he doing with that face? But you're just sniffing. So it's a sniff, but without any noise.
That's funny. You don't leave any of them in? Like, no, you can just like turn the
I actually left two. You're right. I left a couple that weren't so bad just for authenticity.
Right.
Well, there's a little bit, but you know, the 15th one, people get annoyed.
Yeah.
Or at least I did watching it, so I was like, all right, I gotta trim these up. Dustin keeps sniffing in my ear.
Yeah, I was watching a video by Niels Ogren today, the blacksmith, and he was like doing something where there was one part where he was doing something, he was like breathing right into his mic, like, and he like commented, it was like, you know, right on the screen, like, yeah, I know I'm panting really heavily in this part. He just left it in. But
there's definitely, there's just some sounds you can tolerate when they're right in your ear. Sniffing is not one.
Mm-hmm.
Breathing heavy is okay. You know, it depends how much of it is and how close it is to your ear.
Yeah, it's funny how people comment. We've gotten that comment over the years on the videos of like, man, why are you breathing so heavy? Like, I'm like,
you're like, because I have a mic 5 inches from my mouth.
I know, right, exactly. I'm just breathing. Like,
that's funny. I have the same thing when I was shooting all the video of the kids.
Yeah.
Because there's like so many mics on the cell phone. Right. I'm like, mouth breathing into it a lot.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So there's much more mouth breathing in Maves than there is in Grants, because I was very
now you're more conscious about it.
I was very self-conscious about it. So the second time I was like, nose breathe a little bit, you know. But
that's funny.
But anyway, I cleaned it up real nice. You won't notice. You'll see like little, you'll hear the two.
Nice.
But it's good.
Yeah, I'll
it's nice. And like I said, you did a great job just talking about stuff and nice. It's good reactions. It's good info. Spoiler alert, it is one of those videos that you watch and the person ends up going, you know, it is what it is, whatever you think it is. You know, it's kind of, it's good and it's bad. Like, I don't know, I like it, but would I use it? Maybe not. It's one of those, but it's fair. That's the fair.
Right.
That's a real reaction.
You know, it's like most people have a moderate reaction to things. Most people aren't like, you know, black and white. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, it was all right. Yeah, it was fine.
Like, you're not going to have, that's not that type of channel. It's not that type of subject matter. You're not having hot takes. It's not, it's not politics or pop culture. So it's like, whatever. Yeah. You don't have to have a strong take about it. You go like, hey, man, if you're chopping wood with it and it's splitting, you keep on with it because you don't need to change, you know, handle length and weight and this. You got it down. You got the feeling of that tool down. So just keep using that tool.
Right, exactly.
It makes you feel good when you go out and swing it. The lumber gets cut. Your fires get made.
right, exactly.
And then at the end you say, yeah, my buddy Theo loves this one. My dad used to use this one, and I use this one. Like, that's just what it is. And they all, you can see in the video, they all chop.
They all work.
One you like the most work the best for you. And that just makes sense. That's the one you preferred before the video. That's the one you preferred after the video. And it seemed to work better. It did really show off in the video. Because you split it in one.
Yeah.
And then all the hits were good. And it just like it really.
And actually,
your point was made. That one seemed to work the best.
Yeah. And like, I actually thought I would like the felling axe the best. Because, like, the handle is nice and, you know, it's, like, a little lighter. So I thought I was going to like that one the best. Or, you know, like, but I definitely, because I don't do a lot of splitting. Like, I don't split a lot of rounds because I don't have a chainsaw, so I don't cut wood into, like,
lengths. But you split wood. You have a lot of fires.
Yeah, but it's usually me cutting like trees and stuff and like smaller stuff.
Yeah.
And like, I will split. Like if I have a, you know, a limb that's say like 6 or 8 inches in diameter or something, I might split it in half a couple times, but even then I'm not doing it like end, you know, like you're used to splitting for firewood where you have a long round that's up on its end. You know, I'm splitting it. Like I'm putting them on the ground sideways, leaning up against another tree or something, and then splitting it on the edge. Typically, for like firewood. So I don't, I do split, but not that type of like firewood splitting, you know, where a splitting axe actually makes the most sense because it's really like designed to buck apart or like split apart these rounds of wood. So, but yeah, I mean, so I was kind of under the impression that I might think that the felling axe was going to be the one that I preferred. And I was a little pleasantly surprised because I like that axe. I just don't use it all that often because it's heavy. But in the situation, because it is like 6.5 pounds or something for that that splitting axe. When I'm actually using it, it works great.
Yeah, I will say the felling axe seemed weak, and it looked like it, and the sound and everything, it just didn't have the same impact, and it just didn't. That is the fact. It's lighter. It's shorter. Everything about it, by the time it hits that wood, is less impactful.
Right. Yeah.
It just seemed like it. I mean, you still got it done, but it just wasn't in the upcoming documentary about axes, the split end or thunk. I forget the exact. The hit end or thunk of it.
So
I'm not, you know, it, the way it looked, you know, watching it over and watching a bunch of different ones. The one, the splitting axe is heavy and it seemed the right size, but still shaped like an axe. And it's got that long, it's so wide. And it's just a long, shallow
wedge that has a sharp edge, and then it's like a nice wedge all the way out. Yeah, so it really just...
It's a mix of like heaviness and like a preciseness, not necessarily, hey, it's going to be a real wide wedge. Like, I want these things like to a fly. At least, it has to like, bam, it's like... It just seemed to be a little bit more precise, but it still had the heft and the length.
Yeah, and that's actually why... the Tasmanian pattern axe exists. So one of my favorite patterns of axe is the Connecticut pattern. So it's kind of like the typical what you see on like when you see a picture of an axe someone draws, right? It's just like the axe head is a nice tapered shape when you're looking at the side of it. The bit is wide and then it tapers back to the pole, and it's just nice, like a nice elegant shape. Now that same shape, that Connecticut pattern, is the same as the Tasmanian pattern basically, but the Tasmanian pattern has that wedge, you know, when you're looking at the profile, when you're looking straight down from the top. So it like wedges out. So it's getting really wide cheeks as opposed to the Connecticut pattern, which has the narrow cheeks because it's more for felling, right? It's more for chopping into wood rather than splitting. And actually I have a Tasmanian pattern axe that Daniel Donnelly sent to me. So we exchanged axes and he had one. So he sent me that. I think that was when maybe I did the leather for the axe, one of the axes that he had. So in exchange, he sent me a Tasmanian pattern, and using that splitting axe made me want to hang that Tasmanian axe on a more felling handle. Like I've actually been thinking about maybe putting that on the Osage Orange handle that I got from the Whiskey River auction. So, all right. So we'll see. Right. And that is heavier. It's not as heavy as the splitting axe, but it's heavier than a normal felling axe. So it's probably in the like 4.5 pound range. Right. So it's got another pound to it, but it's got that right angle, that, that splitting angle, you know, long wedge. So,
yeah, it just seemed that the splitting axe had the right amount of power behind it, kind of like a wiffle ball. A wiffle bat, you know, against a wooden baseball bat.
Right.
There's a point for that exact thing that it, like, hurts. You know, it's just you're swinging very fast and hard for it, and it doesn't seem like it's going to do as much.
Right. Yeah.
It was cool. Video's out, so check it out. Cool. Okay, the second announcements, which we probably should have got to earlier, so people can know about it, but we'll bring it up next week as well.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll start out with that to get people excited for that too.
Yeah. So Toolbox 100 is the second big thing we're doing. So we're putting together a video, and so the premise behind it is that we are putting together a toolbox for $100 or less. So if you were challenge to put together a toolbox you thought would be a good kind of beginner toolbox for $100 or less, what would be in it, right?
Not necessarily a beginner.
Like it's like, it's not a big giant rolling toolbox you're gonna have like 100 tools in, but it's one single toolbox that has everything you might need. Like
the perfect small toolbox,
it's
so like the things in it aren't beginner tools.
I
know what you mean, but like that,
It's right. It's like the toolbox you'd have in your, you know, in your house to be able to grab all the most common things you might need in your house, as opposed to what you would have in your workshop or in your garage, you know, where you have all the big tools and everything. You have all the extra stuff, but inside's like, what's the most important thing? Or if you're starting out and you want the important tools that should be in a toolbox that everyone should have, these are the ones that are great, like ones that everyone should have to start out with. That's why I was thinking that, right? You know, like,
there's a couple thoughts that I had when we were thinking about doing it.
Right.
One was my own desire to get a collective amount of tools, which I still haven't done. So maybe I'll have to do my own version. Once we come out with the video, Dust, maybe I'll do my own and just like put clips of it up on Instagram.
Right. Nice.
Of me going, I need all these things in the house.
Right.
Not in the shop or the shed.
Right, right.
And I end up using my wife's, like, it's literally a pink bag of tools.
Because they're in the shop.
It's because in the house. It's the shitty set of tools that you buy for whatever, $40, $50.
Right.
And if it's for a girl, it comes with the pink handles on everything, right? but I end up using that stuff all the time because it's the closest, it's right? Whatever the best tool is the closest tool.
Right, yeah.
it's got like an absurdly short tape. You know, it's like 8.5 feet. And you're like, what the hell?
You're like, I can reach out with my arms. Like, I know what that is.
Yeah. The tape is like a quarter of an inch thick, like wide. You're like, what in the world? But anyway, so... I guess that's the main
Yeah.
And idea. So I, I was thinking of it through then, saying, hey, I'd like this. Oh, and then also, like, we were thinking of calling it, like, the perfect toolbox. But then if you get into that zone, then it's you're spending a lot.
Right.
Because you want the brand new this that is handmade, and the best of this and the best of that. And, like, you know, then you'll spend $500, $1,000 quick getting, like, all these amazing tools.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, of course, we could all do that. You know, like, I can give you suggestions for, like, the best of the things that I think would be awesome for, like, a woodworker or a metalworker or a blacksmith or, you know, or a knife maker. And that was kind of the idea, too. It was like, okay, so all right, so the idea, right, we're creating the toolbox for $100 or less. And I, like, we kind of went back and forth on the name, the title of it, and I think you came up with Toolbox 100, which is kind of fun because it's like, your idea was like, it's like a race, you know, like the Indy 500, right?
Daytona,
the
Toolbox 100. Yeah. All that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so I like that idea. Right. And it's because we were like $100 toolbox, da, 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 like, what do we call it? And the reason why we're trying to come up with a kind of fun name is because we want it to be a challenge for other channels. So we're going to be reaching out to a bunch of other channels, a bunch of people who've been on the podcast. So if you're one of those people, you can expect an email or something to come through. And we want other people to make these videos, or you could, or you could reach out to us if you want to participate. Let us know. And so we've come up with a sticker design. Devin came up with a sticker design, which is awesome. So we got a flaming race car toolbox. Yeah. So we're gonna send out sticker packs and kind of like general information about what we want people to try to do. But the idea is that you would put together a toolbox for about $100, right? Try to stay under $100.
It doesn't have to be $100 if you can get under it.
Right. Depending. Yeah, exactly. Like, I think we're under. I mean, as far as I know, we're
way under.
Yeah, I think we're way under. But also, the toolbox is pretty full, so I don't know how much more we can get. But the idea was, like, you put together a list of all the things that you think should be in a toolbox. You know, what's important stuff to have around that people should have, and then get your favorite versions of those, however you find those, right? So the way I find tools is I go to flea markets and I go to antique stores and I go to Harbor Freight and I go to Home Depot, you know, so there are different ones you can find. There are some things that I know that I'm going to be able to find, at Harbor Freight that are going to be great every time. And then there's things that I will never get from Harbor Freight because I know it's not worth it. Right. There's also things that I will always look for at a flea market and never buy new because I know I see them all the time because I'm always looking for tools.
Yeah, I jump in real quick.
Yeah.
The thing I'd love to see from, and like Dustin said, we're going to send out, like, the rules, quote-unquote rules and ideas to a bunch of people. And anyone listening, anyone who wants to do it, even if you don't have a social media. If you do, hashtag Toolbox100, hashtag, you know, the Art of Craftsmanship, so we can see. I'm hoping we can do a video later on after this one of, you know, showing, speaking of reactions, we don't do a lot of reactions, but Dustin, like, you know, looking at other people's and going, oh, he's got this tool and that tool and all this is great.
Right.
And it's just being an ongoing thing. Like, when you go out and find something, get a little video of you finding it or an image.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Toolbox 100. Like, oh, I finally found my S-Wing hammer or my Stanley tape or, you know, whatever it is.
Right. Yeah.
That was something I'm hoping people do, and I'm hoping I can see, just to see people's treasure hunts. And it gives everyone, I guess not beginners, but it gives everyone right away something to hunt for.
Right.
Because some of us do always hunt for a couple. We know anyone who goes to flea markets or anything like that, we all do have our things.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me, it's like records and a couple things. I'm always looking at for axes, but it's mainly for Dustin. I'm looking for, like, Disney books for the kids. Like, it's always, but we want to give everyone another spark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of, like, excitement to, like, oh, I got to find that hammer and the scraper and this and that.
And that actually, that's really fun because, you know, I'm used to going to places like this and having kind of a general idea of what I want, you know, there's always those things. Like you said, there's always the things you're kind of looking out for, but then having a reason, being like, I'm looking for this thing and this thing and this thing. I don't have a specific one I want, maybe, but I want to get something cool and like maybe, you know, vintage. So when I went, you and I went and we filmed for a while, and then Corinne and I went one day as well. And she, I, you know, so we were looking for specific things. So she was helping me, you know, and she was like, we were in different booths where there's like piles and piles of tool bags and boxes and, you know, like, 5 gallon paint buckets full of tools. And you're just like, you're digging and you're hunting and you're searching, like, because there could be the cool tool in there. You don't know exactly what it is, but it's going to be there somewhere. So she was, you know, obviously Nicole and Corinne, but always have to put up with me wanting to stop at places, and they'll like wait in the car, and then they're like texting me after like 20 minutes. They're like, okay, you come in, like, we're getting bored. Like, so she came in with me this time, and she really like understood it. She was like, oh, this is why you're in these places so long. Cause like when you're on the hunt, it's so exciting, you know, it's like, it's the treasure hunt. It's the, like, maybe I'll find this one cool thing. And, you know, so I was going in with, I had like this, 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 and this, these things or whatever that I still need for the toolbox. And I have an idea of what I want, you know? So that was fun. And so that, yeah, we'd love to see other people's spark of that, you know, go find, so, like, where do you think you might find this thing? Go check it out. See if you find it there, you know?
So the one good side effect of this,
right,
is that we can, all right, spark the hunt, but we can also, I'm hoping, give a little shout out and love to the businesses that sell this awesome stuff.
Right.
Because especially like the old guys who go and search for the stuff, and they'd like talk to you, how about that? That is cool, isn't it? I found that maybe if you hashtag it and someone happens to be in your state, and if they're following us or you or whoever, they probably want to know the little good spots too.
Yeah.
So you're like, you're helping out these little cool little tool businesses. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing is the second key part of the Toolbox 100.
Yep.
Which is?
Is to give it away.
Give it away.
Yeah. Give away the toolbox to somebody who could use it. Mm-hmm. You know, and often that'll be, might be a new maker or a young person or someone who's just going off. Maybe it's like your child who's going to go off to college or something, or maybe.
Fall in love with low prices, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Maybe it's just someone who shows an interest in, you know, in making things or wanting to have tools, or someone you think that it might be important for them to have it, you know?
Niece or nephew, a neighbor, someone who always borrows your tools and you're like, you know what? Here.
Here's
all the tools. You're welcome.
And then, you know, then you can have that conversation with them, because hopefully that person is like excited to get, you know, tools, and you'd be like, this is a cool tool because of this, right? This is cool because of this, right? So for my toolbox, you know, I wanted, one thing I was looking for was an S-Wing hammer, an all metal S-Wing hammer. Cause I see them all the time, you know, the cool old vintage ones with either like the teal blue or the dark blue handles, that rubber handle that is just iconic for that hammer. And so that was one of the things I was searching for, and that was, I was hunting for, you know, and then other things like, I got a couple new things from Harbor Freight because they're just things that are important, but you know, it's better just to have it new rather than an old one that's like kind of beat up a little bit.
It's fun to share the passion and to see, that's another thing. I want to see like the interesting things people think are important.
Right.
Like, oh, you have this, but so, like, for example, Dustin wanted a 4-in-1 screwdriver.
Right.
Which is real simple. You know, you can replace the tip, but you can also, you flip the whole metal part of the screwdriver around.
Yeah. Yeah, so it has, like, a large and small Phillips head and a large and small flathead.
And we were in Harbor Freight, and Dustin was talking about it, and he's like, I mean, I know they have it. Like, everywhere has it. But he wanted the orange, what was it called?
Great neck.
Great Neck. He wanted that one because that's the one he liked. He gave him the fizz, and he was like, I just like them. And we're like, oh, they're not here. And we're trying to, like, look where you could buy them. And, like, I think Amazon is one of those things where Amazon doesn't have it, so it's, like, $20 on Amazon. You're like, I don't think that's right.
Yeah. And like you said, that same tool was at Harbor Freight, but not that brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's, I wanted that brand because that's
it was like a blue and it had different. You're just like, I don't know. It's,
yes, it does exactly the same thing. Like, it'll work perfectly fine, but it's not like the one that I wanted. Yeah. Like, I wanted a certain one because, like you said, it gives me the fizz. It's the one that I'm familiar with. And I see it and, like,
right. So then I think I was searching for it too, and I was like, hey, it says AutoZone carries them for $5.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there was one right up, whatever it was. The one right up the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it might have been less than $5. It might have been $3 or $4.
Right, yeah.
And we're like, all right, sure. So we go in, and we got some footage of it. We're, like, looking around everywhere.
Yeah.
And couldn't find a little treasure hunt, even in AutoZone.
In AutoZone, right, exactly.
Before we could ask someone for that very specific thing.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, and I looked over at the line, like, in front of the cash register, and I was like, it had a bunch of small little tools.
Yeah.
I was like, I wonder if it's over there. And I turned the corner, and there I could see the pile of orange-handled Ford ones.
Nice.
I was like, hey, Dust. Hey, Dust. And I just, like, pointed that way because I was still shooting.
I was like, yes!
He walked around, so we have the footage of that, of you, like, nice, walking around the corner and be like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, that was just so fun. You know, it's like, and so when I found the S-Wing hammer, I went to the flea market, the North Point flea market, and there's an outdoor area and an indoor area, and the outdoor area is usually pretty big, but it's winter, right? So I'm assuming, okay, it's pretty chilly out, won't be very big, but it was actually pretty decent. Like, there were still, like, three rows of, you know, it was probably 30 or 40 vendors outside, maybe more. And so I'm, like, walking up and down. It's probably, like, three rows or something. So I walk up one side and down the other side of the row and then up and down. You know, I'm looking and I'm kind of trying to do it quickly because I have the camera. And I was like, well, I'll just shoot the whole thing. And then if I find it along the way, we can, like, speed up the walking through and then until I find it, you know. So I was getting all the way to the last thing. And I'm like, oh, the last booth. I'm like, okay, oh, there's some more tools over here. So I'm looking and there's, like, a table full of tools. I'm looking through, I don't see it. And then I'm about to, like, walk away and I see there's, like, one more bucket of tools and it's got, like, some random thing on top of it. So I go over and I'm, like, kind of digging through it and there's another bucket next to it. There's a couple buckets. And so I'm, like, kind of looking through and then I, like, almost walk away again and then I, like, see the handle sticking out of the bucket. And I was like, oh, and I, like, reached in and grabbed it. I was like, yes, it was so good. I was like, oh, so happy. And I, like, hold it up to the camera. I was like, woohoo. I think I, like, did a, like, I mean, not like, you know, my, I was just holding it in front of me. So I think I held it up so the camera could see it. And I think I gave a thumbs up or something, but it was, like, the very end, you know, and it was before I went inside, you know, so it was still more of a chance, but it was just funny that it was, like, the very last stall outdoors, you know, walked up and down and there it was, the one that I wanted. So it was fun.
So it's a good time and I don't know.
Yeah.
I just want to see what other people do with it. And
right. Yeah. And we want to encourage people to, like, to have fun, find some stuff, you know, if you have a channel or if you have social media, like, film yourself, show some cool places, like, clean up your tools. Like, you know, I brought a bunch home, I wire wheeled them all, I cleaned them up, I oiled them, you know, I got them all back in, like, good vintage working order, you know,
and you know, we're not expecting anyone to do it quick.
Right. Yeah.
Just as you find stuff and, you know, $100 isn't nothing. Mm-hmm. So maybe you don't have it. You know, don't go out and... That's another thing. We didn't want to make it so much that it's like... It's a crazy... We want a little bit of a challenge because we want people to go out and search for things.
Yeah.
That's the interesting part. Obviously, you could buy everything for, like we said, hundreds of dollars, $500, $1,000. Yeah. Perfect things.
Yeah.
And that's not... We want to find these old tools and these things that you love and...
Yeah.
Give them some life and then, like, be the spark to another person.
Right.
And then, you know, give it to them. Just give it to them as a gift. There's so many. Anything where you can just give a gift for nothing other than the love of it. You're just sharing passion with someone else. That's a nice thing. That's such it's a nice byproduct.
I know. And I can.
Of a thing. And it's not like this. We're not doing it for, hey, we're going to be so good about doing that. It's just this great fun byproduct of you having fun searching for this stuff and sharing it and sharing information. And at the end, we weren't sure necessarily. We were talking about, like, well, most people are already going to have this stuff. So what's the point of having another thing?
Right, yeah.
And we're just like, yeah, give it away. Give it to someone. And Dustin's going to give it to someone. And mine, I actually might keep, or maybe, I don't know, I still need one for the house. So
here, yeah, that's the thing.
We'll go into the exact rules here right after this. But
yeah,
there are rules, but obviously it is what it is. Just like hashtags so we can all keep track of Toolbox 100. But if you do need a toolbox for your house or your wife, like once a set of things, or your husband, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Your sissy husband wants these things, like me.
Right.
Maybe you do keep the house until, but the thought is still, you do, it's cool to have in the back of your head that maybe you do give it away. Maybe you have a niece or nephew that's like 10 right now.
Yeah.
But then you'll like, they'll be at your house and they'll be like talking about going to school or college. And you'll be like, oh, hang on.
I got something for you. Yeah, bam, right.
Take this.
You know, and how cool would it be to like, if like Toolbox 100 becomes like a thing that people think or say when they find a cool tool that can go into a thing,
Toolbox,
you know,
it's 100.
Like, yes, like that's, yeah, this is the thing I've been looking for. Like, how cool is this tool? There you go. There's a Toolbox 100 tool, you know, like that's, you know, it'd be fun. Like, yeah, I know I'll be using it, you know, when
I'm at, speaking like, of high fidelity, it's a, it's like your top five list. It's like
that's a
Toolbox 100 item for sure.
It's like I went to that flea market. I did a little reel one time, sometime in the last year. I forget what it was, but I shot myself like kind of walking around and looking for stuff, and I found a cool center punch, and it like looks like a pencil. It's painted yellow like a pencil, and it's a, you know, hexagon. Like, I can imagine that. Like, that's a cool tool, you know. And that's not really like an everyday tool that might be in a toolbox, but you know. Like, in my mind, that's, like, somewhere, something that I would tag, like, Toolbox 100. Because it's something just cool and unique and fun. Like check out this weird, cool tool. You know, like, how many center punches do I see in toolboxes at flea markets? Hundreds. You know, but, like, that one was just cool. It stood out. You know, it was,
interesting. It's a, and then, you know, you do one and maybe you do another. Yeah. Maybe it's just something you're constantly like, you know, maybe I'll, if it's a dollar, whatever. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
But it's just like, oh, I love these. And, you know, some people do have, you buy, whenever I see them, I buy these. Whenever I see those, I buy these. Maybe just have them sitting around, and after you've finished your thing under $100, then you just continue to do it. And you just keep giving toolboxes away, because it's, you found everything for $30 this time, because someone asked you, yeah, $10, take everything in the box, whatever.
Yeah,
right. It's half the things you need. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Let's get down to brass tacks. What we have 20,
right?
That we were discussing earlier, whether it should be a dead fast rule, which we've kind of decided against any dead fast rules in this, other than hopefully you spend under $100,
and it's got to fit inside of a toolbox.
It's got to fit in whatever like, toolbox you buy.
Yeah, right. You know, yeah. I mean, if you want to buy a giant toolbox, then that's fine. You know, you put it'll be empty mostly when you put $100 worth of stuff in it.
Toolbox, but, roll that in.
Yeah, snap on like.
right. I was given this $10,000 toolbox.
The toolbox and the stuff in the tools and all the tools have to be $100.
That's also a fun thing. I just like seeing, different boxes.
Yeah, right.
I was watching Tested.
Adam Savage. Yeah. Yeah, I watched it too. I saw
he had a toolbox video. I was like, oh no.
I know, right? If he steals our toolbox,
He have this, like, I'm going to make a perfect toolbox idea? Now he's going to, like, there was a minute of panic. Like, oh no, the idea in the river passed us by and we didn't snatch
Someone
it
else
up
snagged
quick
it and put it out before us. I know, I had the same thought.
That'd be hilarious. He was like, all right, everyone get your toolbox for under $200.
We can give it away. Like,
yeah, we were going to do it for $100. Yeah. Or he's like, do it for under $50. We can do it. I'm like, oh, that's such a good idea. Should have been the toolbox $50.
Yeah. But yeah, so you find the toolbox.
We have a list. So get a cool toolbox. Yep. When Dust found his, he was looking at tools, obviously. Yeah. And then I was like, well, I know I'm just going to try to find the box.
Right.
And I started looking up high, and sure enough, like in the spot we were at, had a bunch of blocks away up high. And there was a cool plastic orange one.
Yeah, right.
Yep. I really thought it was nice.
Yeah.
And
so we bought that one.
Dustin did too. Yeah. And it was like $5. So you're like, all right, yeah, no, it's a good one. And cool, then we walked to another stand, and there was a great metal red toolbox.
Red metal toolbox. Just like so iconic.
Which was funny because the Toolbox 100 sticker, one of them, is a red toolbox, which I already had kind of made. Like, we already had the design of that before we even found it. I was like, oh, come on, this is a great... Or we found one, and then this one, does that one had the
stuff,
the shelf in it,
so there's like
one kind didn't of standard, have anything.
Right, when you look, you know, like most basic toolboxes will be the box that's rectangular. You open it up, and there's a top shelf part,
a platform
with a handle. Yeah, right. So you have like all your kind of common stuff, and you lift that up and out, and then below it is the rest of the space stuff inside the toolbox. So it's like a big, big area with just a handled shelf on the top. So we saw a couple other ones that didn't have that. You know, they're like, oh, yeah, there's a red one.
That first one also cool, didn't close didn't, very nice.
Yeah, right, exactly. It was a little bent. Right, it wasn't great. But it was nice and shiny and red. You know, we're like, that's cool looking, you know.
Yeah.
So then we kind of had it in mind. And then we saw another one that was on the floor of that, and it had a bunch of tools in it.
That's right.
And so the guy was there, is this great old black guy who's like, oh, what do you want? I'll give you a deal. You know, like, they're always like the best old dudes who run these, like,
right,
you
know, well, they ran into us, the cowboy and then that guy. It was like all these dudes, right.
Yeah,
come on, and over so, here, what you got there, yeah, come what on you, what let's
you
see. Want
I'll give you a deal, you know. So he was like, I was like, well, how much for the toolbox? I was like, I don't really want all the tools now, I just want the box. He's like, well, let me bring it over here, let's figure out, I'll give you a deal for it. And I was like, all right. I was like, but I don't really want it, I'm looking for just the toolbox. He's like, okay, we'll just bring it out here, let's see what we got. So we opened it up, and he looked inside, and he was like, I don't know, how about if I just give it to you for $50? And I was like, at first I was like, well, I don't really want to do that, because that's like, because we're trying to keep within a certain budget.
There's
right?
no way I thought you were going to pay $50 for that. I think you should have at least
talked.
You got to haggle a little bit.
Yeah.
It's just a part of it. You at least got to go, I got two 20s.
Right. Yeah.
Let's do $40. How's $40? And I don't even want to buy the tools, but since you gave me such a good deal, how about $40?
Yeah.
But
I
know you do have the nice guy thing where you're like, hey, I'd pay this money for that.
Right.
It's almost a part of the dance just to,
I know.
Just to get it done.
Yeah. And sometimes I'll do that. If it's something where I actually if I'm not convinced I want it or need it, I'll haggle more. You know, I'm like, but if I want it, and that's the whole point, right? If you want it, you'll pay whatever it is for it. Usually, if it seems relatively reasonable, if they give me a cost and it seems reasonable,
I'll just have a number in your head. And when they go lower than that, you're like,
yeah.
And I think that that's a nice, fair thing to do as well.
Right.
If you go, I don't think I'd pay more than $70 for all this stuff.
Right.
And then they go 50, you go, yeah, all right.
That's totally fair. Yeah, I could haggle, but like...
In my head, I had a smaller number.
Right.
Because I was like, hey, I'm going to buy this box for $5 since we just bought the other one for $5.
Right, yeah.
So maybe I was thinking like 30. So when he said 50, I was like, I don't know. And you were like, all right.
And I was like, I was like,
worse than having my wife with me when I'm trying to
I was looking at what was in the box, you know, and it was like, okay,
there was so much stuff in it. I'll give you that.
And a bunch of stuff that was going to go in, you know, that we could use And that was the thing. It was the box. It was like, there were channel locks. There was the ice pick. There was,
and it was a cool old metal box. That would be fair to pay $20 for by itself anyway.
Right. Yeah. So, and you know, in my mind, it was like, okay, it's 50, but that's not like 50 of like, cause I'm not using everything in the toolbox. So I have to look at it as like, okay, the box is $5. Same basically what we were going to pay, you know? Mm-hmm. And then however many tools are in it, kind of divide them up evenly, you know, by a cost. And then, so each, if it was like 30 or 40 tools inside, I'm not going to use them all, cause there was a bunch of like, you know, ratchet ratchet heads, and there was like, I don't know. There's just a bunch of stuff in it. I pulled it all out last night and cleaned it all up a little bit, and then pulled all the stuff that I want to put into the actual toolbox. So, you know, there were four or five tools in there that I will, that are going to go into the toolbox. Sliding T-bevel, you know, so those things, you know, I would have paid a couple bucks each for them. So that's kind of what I'm thinking, you know, that's mm-hmm. like out of that toolbox, it's still a couple bucks for each of those things.
Yeah, there's like 20 items. You're like, yeah, $2 each. That's $40. Like,
right, exactly. So, yeah, so the list. So, right, we sat down before we went out the first day, and we kind of came up with a list that we thought made sense, you know, things to look for. And it just so happens that the list is 20 items. So on the list, I have...
Just give us the rapid-fire list, and then we will... And we'll, if you want, you can talk about which ones you actually got.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, okay. So, I mean, everything on this list I got.
No, I mean, you can just say what you think people should have, or what the toolbox should be.
Right.
And then go back and talk about maybe what you got.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. So, I had a soft-faced hammer, a regular hammer. I put screwdrivers, and then below that I had 4-in-1, because I like that. Channel locks, an Allen wrench set, a Stanley knife, a tape measure, a ratchet set, a level, a square, and next to that I have a sliding T-bubble. So a speed square is kind of what I was thinking. Needle nose pliers, a scraper, so like a normal paint scraper, safety glasses, chisels, electrical tape, ice pick, super glue, a block plane, vice grips, and WD-40. So those are the things. There were two things that we had on this list that I didn't get. Actually, there were a few things. We had written down box end wrenches, but I didn't end up getting those because I think that's like you get a full set. You either buy a big full set of box end wrenches or you get like an adjustable wrench. So I might put I have like there were three or four adjustable wrenches that were in that toolbox,
yeah,
but I might put one in. But the channel locks also do that same thing, you know.
Right, but that might be good to have one or have a couple of the main.
Yeah, the main size of
mil, whatever it is.
The main size you want. Yeah. So the other thing, so there was the box and wrenches, and then we had rags and a flashlight on our list, but I don't think those are really necessary. So for one, like,
but did you buy rags at Harbor Freight?
No,
we thought about doing it.
Yeah, we thought about it. Yeah, it's like a couple bucks for like, you know, a little pack of rags, but. I was like, I don't know. You're like, yeah, it's good to have rags, and they probably should be in the toolbox. Yeah,
we were thinking rags and gloves.
Right, yeah.
But also, we did think that everyone has rags or an old T-shirt, so I don't have to hand that down to you.
Right.
And gloves are kind of a personal size thing.
Right, exactly.
You don't know if you're going to give it to an old dude who doesn't have anything or a little some girl like who has small little hands. So.
Yeah. So that's those things were that was like something that's a little bit more personal.
I think that's a great list of main tools.
Yeah,
that you can have with you, throw it in your truck, throw it in the coat closet, take it to college. Like that's a I got that.
Yeah.
Like, hey, is anyone? I got it. You know, like maybe that's the thing. It's like if you're in college, and you're. Your neighbor's like, hey, do you have this thing? You should be able to say yes, or you should be able to fix whatever they've done.
Right.
You know,
dude, I just broke the whole sink off. Anything to fix the sink?
You fucked about that, but I can.
We got some channel locks. I can
tighten something up if you want.
Yeah, right.
You're going to have to patch that drywall. We'll go buy a patch, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to make sure you get your deposit back.
And so there are a few other things, like, we talked about what's the most important, right? There are probably 15 things on this list, maybe even less than that, that are, like, really key things to have. But then there's the other things, like, yeah, you don't need a can of WD-40 in there, but that's really good to have. Like, once you realize, like, what you can do with WD-40, it's great to have.
You don't necessarily need a speed square, but... It just comes in handy.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, like, an ice pick. Like, that's something that a lot of people don't think about, but really, like, having just a tool that has a little sharp point on it, like, it's a good thing to have. You know, it's not super important.
But don't spend How much is the rest of Ice Pick? $100?
No. I forget. There's the small one and the big one. I think the small one's like 40, 45 maybe. Okay. And then the big one might be 60.
So, okay. Like so the other, like we said, these are loose and fast rules. We want you to stay under the $100, but we know that maybe you want to pass on a tool that you love.
Yeah.
That maybe is a little bit more expensive, but maybe you have five of them.
Right. Yeah.
So we're saying, if you want to,
if you want to give,
you can do whatever. You can do whatever you want.
Right. But exactly.
Try to buy everything and support some small businesses and try to come up with stuff. And then, but if you have a bunch of planes, what was your other one, Dust? If you have a bunch of things that
block plane, low angle block plane. Like I have the little Stanley 110s. I have five or six of them, and I only need one. But I buy them because I like them, you know?
Right.
It's like I have six Stanley number fours, and I have number fives. But the little low-angle black plane, I think, is one of the more versatile ones for having, like, around the house. You know, if you have a sticky wood door, you know, you can shave a little bit of wood off. Right. Or if you have, like, a corner that's sharp, or, like, you're getting a splinter on something, you know, you can just kind of curve the corner. You know, just taking a little bit of wood off, like, instead of using a knife or something, the block plane is nice to have around. So, and I have a bunch, so that's one of the ones that I'm going to give. And I was kind of keeping my eye out when we were out, but, like, I have a bunch, you know, like I don't need them all. And, you know, and none of them cost me more than $10. Probably none of them cost me more than $5.
If there's that thing that, you know, you love and you've been going, hey, every time I see one, I get one.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Then throw that in, but don't make it one or two.
Right.
More than that. Don't do it all. I mean, you can.
Whatever. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I know. If you want to shop in your own shop and put together a toolbox.
Trying to give you a little challenge.
Yeah. Right.
That's the fun of it.
And the fun of it. It's a challenge. Right. Yeah. The treasure hunt. Yeah.
So as Bluey says, there's why all the rules? Why do we have to stay the rules? It's because it's fun. That's what makes it fun. You got to do the rules.
Right. Yeah. Right. So you buy the toolbox, you buy the tools, try to stay under $100. And then if you have something that you want to give, that's just something that you have, you can give from your own, you know, supply, or maybe one or two things or whatever. Again, like if you want to give away everything from your own shop and, you know, but you know, it was under $100, like, okay, that's fine. You know, show that too. Like, hey, let's go shopping in the shop. I've got all these extra things. Let's give away a toolbox that's under $100. But ideally, like, you know, share where you find cool things and like share that treasure hunt, share the experience of that. And then, you know, and then give it away to somebody and tell them about that and encourage them to like, look for cool tools and, you know, give them the fizz for the reason why you have the fizz for tools. Mm-hmm. And I know I have a really good idea for the person I'm going to give this toolbox to. And that person's going to love it. They're going to love it. And it's going to make a huge difference and it's going to make an impact. And I think that's like super cool, you know? So yeah. I'm excited to do it. I'm excited to do the video and I'm excited to give it to the person. And like, I'm not going to show the person that I give it to. Like that may be something I put up on Instagram or something. I might get a picture of it or who knows. Like, but the video is not about that.
It doesn't, you don't have to do that part. If you want to say who you're giving it to, that's fine.
Right. Yeah.
But just, share the things you got and spread the excitement of it and spread the also tips of things you really like and where to get them.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's a cool thing. Like, why do you like this tool? Why is it cool to you? You know, tell us why, because it's cool, you know? Like, I love those. I just love videos of people talking about the tools they love or the things they love. We talked about that. You know, like, it's infectious when somebody else is excited about something. Doesn't matter what it is. You know, they can be excited about, like, metal shelves. Like, these are the best metal shelves. They're so strong. You know, like, oh, cool. And look how elegant they're made. Oh, yeah, they're elegant. Yeah, I like that, you know? Then next time I'm looking for metal shelves, I'm looking for those shelves because they're cool. You know? So, like, spread that, like, infectious joy. You know, that's half the fun. Yeah. That'd be cool, man. I'm excited. I'm excited to put the video together, and I have a few more things like the chisel I got, I cleaned up. And it's funny because I bought one chisel, and then I found another one that was the same chisel, but like in a little bit better condition.
Yeah.
You know, and you could see it's a Stanley chisel with like that you know, clear yellow handle and a black, you know, the black part on it, and with it says Stanley on it, and it's like a little bit of orange paint and stuff. You know, it's like just that kind of cool old chisel. And you know, like it's different. You know, when I'm doing woodworking in the shop, I have a set of chisels, like nice woodworking chisels. Like that's not what this is. This is a 1-inch chisel that you can use to, you know, if you're cutting out a thing from a 2x4, or like you're chopping off the end of a little piece of tile because you need to fit it in, you know, you're doing or whatever. It's just it's the chisel that's there that you can smash and cut and use. And if it gets dinged up, okay, it gets dinged up, you know, you sharpen it later, but you know, it's just that it's something to have around. So
yeah,
but that one was cool. You know, I cleaned it up but I need to sharpen it. So that'll be kind of fun. Like I'm going to show the video. I'll get a little bit of footage of all that. And so I got different shots. Like I just kind of wire wheeled everything and then got shots of doing that and got shots of kind of taking them apart and oiling them and putting them back together. And so,
yeah. So, if you're listening to this and you start finding stuff, you know, you can start tomorrow.
Yeah.
Find stuff, get some pictures and stuff and share it and start looking. We're gonna send out some, like Dust said, we're gonna send out some like rules to people who we know and, you know, who we think would like doing it. And then next week, I guess probably before the 200th episode, we'll make a little video for Instagram and for shorts just to give a quick 60 seconds, how to do it and what to do.
Yeah.
And then, soon after we'll put out the official video of the box that Dustin put together. And then,
And then hopefully it's a revolution. Hopefully lots of people do. And there's a lot of there's a lot of people we know and a lot of people we have on the podcast and friends in the maker community and stuff that I'm going to reach out to. But I also want to reach out to some of the big name people, you know, like maybe reach out to Adam Savage, see if he wants to do it, you know, reach out to like Laura Kampf and reach out to Jimmy. You know, we can reach, you know, all these people who we know love to find cool old tools and love tools, you know, and love giving, like love being part of the community. So I think it'll be fun, you know, reach out to we can reach out to Destin from like Smarter Every Day and reach out to, you know, what's the guy who does the, Mark Rober, you know, like reach out to like the big time guys and like be like, you know, sure. Who knows if we'll hear from them or not, or maybe other people start sending it around like, oh, you should check out this thing. And we had that idea. Like, so we've come up with the sticker and it says Toolbox 100 on it. And we thought about like, do we put Art of Craftsmanship on it? And part of me is like, well, yeah, definitely should have that. Right. Because there's some type of branding that goes along with our channel. But the other part of me is like, it doesn't matter. You know, like it's really just the idea, and like the idea will come back. Like people will understand where it comes from. And if they don't, as long as they understand like the idea behind it, right. So you're like making this cool thing, you're putting it together and you're giving it away to somebody, you know, that's what matters. So
yeah. Yeah. You know, it's fine. But if you want a sticker, you gotta DM us, and we'll send you the sticker plus an Art of Craftsmanship sticker separately. You do whatever you want with that second sticker.
And that's what Nicole, my wife, she said, because I was talking to her about it. Like, do we put the Art of Craftsmanship on it? Do we put an AOC logo on it? You know, what do we do? And she was like, well, you know, like if you're putting it on the toolbox, you just put the Toolbox 100 sticker on, and then you put the channel sticker on next to it, AOC. And I was like, okay, yeah. And then, you know, other people can do that same thing. They have their channel name and they have the sticker, right?
You know.
And so, like, if it comes back to us, like, people will understand. Like, if it's in a video, people will understand. Hopefully the people who do it will shout us out, you know, and be like, hey, we were challenged by, or we were inspired by, you know, the Art of Craftsmanship, da-da-da. And, you know, and if not, that's fine, too.
It's just something, fun to do.
I would love it if it became such of a thing that it, like, went past us. Like, It's just part of what people do, you know, like, mm-hmm. I don't even know where it started. Someone started it. Somebody, some magical person years ago started this cool thing. Yeah. Right. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited. It's kind of, it's fun. Excited to see like where it goes and really just encouraging people to play along, you know, like do it with us and tag it and let's like put it out there. If you find a cool tool, you know, and it's, you think it's going to go into a toolbox, you know, do it. And I'll continue to add stuff because I have two toolboxes now, and I actually have a bunch of toolboxes down in my shop actually, because I like I've collected other people's toolboxes and stuff, so I could probably put together another one, you know. Now that it's in my mind, when I go out to places, I'll be looking for stuff like, oh, now yeah. If I find in my mind, it's like, what are these key tools that should go in a toolbox, right. You know, it's like, and that's kind of what I'm always looking for. But you know, now it's like, oh, now I'm looking for 4-in-1s, like complete ones, because when we went, after we bought that one, we were back at the flea market and I found like 4 more. None of those 4 though had all the bits, you know, because it's like,
right,
the yeah. main thing plus on either end there's the 2-sided screwdrivers, but none of them had all of it, you know. So because I was going to say, like, if I found a vintage one, I would put that one in, you know, but yeah. So
yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah, it's a fun thing. So like you said, if you're listening, you're still listening, join us.
Yeah.
And we'll put out, we're going to send some stuff out. We're going to do the little short version so people can hopefully that, you know, you can spread that around. And then
yeah.
right after that, we're going to come out with a full video of Dustin doing it, because it's going to take a while to get all the stuff you want. And
yep.
Yeah. And then we'll have the 200th episode.
Yeah.
And we can show the box.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be fun. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'll have it, you know. And the box is, like, it's in pretty good condition. I like I said, I got all the tools out, and I dumped it out and kind of, like, brushed it out, because it was just, like, you know, obviously, like, just toolbox detritus in the bottom, like, little bits of paper and, you know, like, oily dirt and stuff, so... Mm-hmm. But it's in pretty good shape, you know, all in all. It's not, you know, it's not bent or anything. And it's actually really nice because it has like those supported corners, you know, like,
oh yeah,
some right, like the... that's kind of cool. It's like an old treasure chest, you know, where it's like the shape, and then it's got those metal corners that give you some strength, you know, but it's all metal. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's like a really good red toolbox. It's like, it's got the key things. It's yeah. It's giving me the fizz. But yeah, so it'll be cool, man. I'm excited. I'm excited to do it, and I'm excited to give it away. I'm excited to have that experience of giving it to my student who I'm going to give it to. You know, I know that person will really like it, and I can already see their face, you know, and see their reaction. And I'm excited because I know how much this person is going to appreciate it, and who they really like, you know, tools and stuff. So
heck yeah,
be fun. Right on.
All right.
Cool. All right. Well, we can stop there. Those are two big announcements. So episode 200 is coming up, and then Toolbox 100 is coming up. So, yeah, I had some other stuff on the list to talk about, but I think that's a good place to stop.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, guys. Recommendations, Dev?
Yeah, I'm going to do a song, or I guess the album's pretty good. Chris Stapleton's new album, Higher. There's this song that, cool. I don't know, I guess I don't listen to radio, but it's called It Takes a Woman, so just look for that really great Chris Stapleton song.
What's it called again?
It Takes a Woman.
It Takes a Woman, okay.
By Chris Stapleton, great. I mean, he's the man, so and somehow he lost out to Beyonce in the Grammys for Best Country Album.
Oh,
I don't know how that works in this world, but Grammys are useless anyway. It's already the Oscars, so.
Best country album, jeez. Nice. Sweet. All right. My recommendation is Dune Prophecy, the new show that's on HBO Max. I started watching it the other night. It's pretty good. It has the grandiosity of the new Dune movies, mm-hmm. right? The like big, like, you know, huge interiors and big, like, you know, kind of like brutalist modern stone, you know, like just that cool like images, and then has some different cool places, because so the idea is that we're kind of seeing the beginning of the Bene Gesserit, you know, the like the right. sisterhood that kind of rules everything for, you know, thousands of years. We see the first Reverend Mother and what, how she gets started. The idea, and this is not giving anything away, but because it happens in the first episode, but like, there's a war that happens with, against humans and the thinking machines, AI. You know, so it's kind of the same way Terminator happens. Like, there's this big war. But the humans win. And then there are different houses that stood strong and did stuff. Like the Atreides house. And, you know, the different houses that we know from the movies, you know. But one of the main characters is Valya Harkonnen. So she's like the Harkonnen house. This is really early on in Harkonnen. Mm-hmm. Her family was actually one of the one that the Harkonnen, their father, whatever, who was in the war, basically like was a coward because he was fighting, but then he stopped and he left before the end of the fighting. So like their house, the name of their house has gotten like, you know, shunned, you know, looked down upon because of his cowardice or whatever. She becomes she's a Bene Gesserit. And then it kind of follows her story. So this is like 100 years after the war with the thinking machines and over 10,000 years before the birth of Paul Atreides. Mm. So this is like 10,000 years before the Dune movies. But it's really cool. Like just seeing the different things, like she, I don't want to give too much away, but it's cool. I think it's really fun. I think I talked to you about it briefly, that the woman who plays the young, Valya Harkonnen is super cute. Like, I think she's, the actress is cute. She's like, kind of reminds me of that, that actress that's, I can't remember it again. The one that's, fiance to, what's his name? The Bills, quarterback.
Oh, Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Josh Allen. It's like a little bit of her, but not. She's a little bit more, like a little bit more Hispanic looking, I guess. She's got a little bit more like ethnic, you know, something going on with her. And if you imagine like kind of a whiter version, which like, you know, just like a generic white version of her, but kind of with these like kind of a small face and kind of big eyes, and you know, she's cute though, But yeah, it's good. I really like it. You know, so far it's cool. It's got some fun stuff in it, and yeah. So yeah, check it out. Dune Prophecy.
All right.
Cool. All right, man. Well, yeah, like we said, guys, play along with Toolbox 100. If you have an idea, or if you want to be part of it, let us know. Send us a message. We would love to just like, you know, we'd love to have people just reach out. And like, because if you want to do it, just reach out and we'll send you a sticker and whatnot. And we'll give you some information about it and you can do it. Also, if you have quote ideas for episode 200, our live episode next Saturday. So that's Saturday, February 15th, at 8 PM. That's where we're going to be going live approximately. I'll put some more information up about it. For some reason, if that has to change for any reason, we'll post it to Instagram, but I'll post it to Instagram and YouTube, make sure that everybody knows. But yeah, if you have quote ideas for that, send us some quotes. Either send them directly to Devin, you can send them to me, you can DM either of us at Instagram, me at The Art of Craftsmanship and Devin at The Art of Camera Guy. Let us know, you know, if you have ideas for other things for us to talk about on the podcast, but yeah, specifically quotes. It'd be fun to read some quotes and let us know, you know, maybe even like let us know a little bit about the quote, if there's a reason why you like it or whatever, or just the quote. That's fine too. Yeah. And then, you know, check out the newest videos. We just put up a video today. So if you're listening to it, we put it out on Thursday, and that's the trying out the different types of splitting axes along with the mechanical axe. Let us know what you think about that. Leave us a comment, like, and whatever. And then, if you want to support us further, head over to patreon.com/theartofcraftsmanship and you can support us there, as a patron of the channel and the podcast. And, all of the stuff that we try to put out and give to the world, fun stuff, you know, so wholesome things in this, in the crazy world that we all live in that is sometimes so negative. So it's nice to do things that are positive, just like a positive, outlook on life. So fun stuff. All right. All right, Devin. It's fun, man. I'm excited about next week. Okay. Episode 200 coming up, guys. Thank you all for listening. And we will talk to you live next week.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.